be a possibility that you boys would get along? Could it be a possibility that I could be wrong? I know to you it may sound strange, but I think you should all change. To me this sounds very good, so I wish you would all change.
But we don't know how.
Then you must learn.
Why don't make us cry?
But you must try. Try.
Ay, 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 ay.
If you want to change, you will succeed. I know it'll be a miracle indeed. But my advice you should surely heed. It is greatly in the need. If you want to change, you will succeed. I know it'll be a miracle indeed. But my advice you should surely heed. It is greatly in the need. Succeed. I know it'll be a miracle indeed. But my advice you should surely heed. It is greatly in the need. It is greatly in the need.
Once again, the countless words fell on deaf ears. An opportunity to try and get rid of Yasala would come again when Bonk of Ches was to be scheduled for an overnight hike.
Did you hear that, guys? Avi said we're going on an overnight hike. We'll give all our stuff to Avi to hold at the bottom of the mountain. Then we'll announce a race up the mountain. This is Yasala's first time to Pumpernickel Mountain. He doesn't know his way around as we do. Old Fatso can't run as fast as we do. There's no doubt about it. He'll get lost. It may be days before he's found. We'll be rid of him at last.
Slimy, don't you think that's a little too cruel?
Yeah, you're right. We'll let him get lost for a day or so. That should do it. He'll finally get the message that we don't like him, and maybe once and for all, he'll leave our bunk. Agreed.
Okay, guys, ready to go. Let's go. We'll go to the shul first, to Daven Mincha. Then off we go to Pumpernickel Mountain. It's Bully Ayin Hara, supposed to be great weather.
They davened Mincha and were well on their way when they came to the foot of the mountain.
Hey, Avi, can we race up the mountain? It's a lot of fun.
Well, okay. I don't know how you guys are going to race up this steep mountain with all those backpacks and bedrolls on your backs.
We won't.
You won't race?
We will race.
You will? But you just said you won't. Will you guys make up your mind?
We will race up the mountain, but not with our packs on our backs.
Oh, I see. And what do you guys propose to do with your backpacks and bedrolls?
Oh, that's an easy problem to solve.
Really? How?
Here, Avi, you can hold mine while we race up the mountain.
What?
And here's mine, too. I always knew you were a kind counselor. Kind of strong, too, you know.
Hey, wait a minute. Guys!
It's mine, too.
Guys!
Mine, too. Here.
Guys!
Last one up the hill is a rotten egg.
Hey, guys! guys, don't do this to me. Hey, I may be strong, but not that strong. I can't hold this much longer. Wait! Come back here!
Oh, ooh, this race sounds like fun. Maybe I could win this race. Here, Avi, hold my bedroll and backpack too. See you!
Whoa, boy! No, not your jumbo-sized bedroll too, Yusula! No! Hey, wait! It's not fair! Wait, don't leave me here like this! Oh, now look at this mess! Just wait until I get my hands on you guys! What happened to that old-fashioned thing called Good Meadows?
So, Shlomi Yanki Heshi Tuvya Chaim Yitzi Moishi Mendi, and yes, even Yasala were off and running up Pumpernickel Mountain. They all left their poor old counselor Avi Givaldik at the foot of the mountain, gathering up all the backpacks and bedrolls that came tumbling down after they overpiled them upon him. After a while, all the boys, who were obviously a bit faster than Yasala, reached the mountain top.
Oh boy, that was some running hike up this mountain, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Say, has anyone seen Yasala?
Nope. Well, guys, it looks like my plan worked. He's probably lost. I told you guys he's not familiar with Pumpernickel Mountain. He'll never find his way. He's lost. Yahooey!
Hey, Slimy, I'm beginning to think this is not such a good idea. You know, getting him lost and all, it could be dangerous. Maybe he fell and got hurt.
Ridiculous.
Hey, Slimy, I don't think it's so ridiculous. I'm getting the feeling that we're going a bit too far to get Yasala to leave our bunk.
Who's asking you, Tuvia?
Don't start picking on Tuvia, Slime. He's right, you know.
I didn't ask you neither, Heshi.
Slimy, calm down. You know deep down that what Tuvia and Heshi and I are saying is true.
Yeah, but I thought we all didn't like Fatso Yasala in our bunk and that we all agreed to do our utmost to get him to leave, didn't we?
To get him to leave, not to get him hurt.
Or maybe killed.
So what do you guys want to do now?
I say we go and look for Yasala.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys are right. Let's go find him.
Hey, guys. Look over there. There's a broken down, deserted-looking house.
Yeah, wow, it looks spooky.
Spooky? Did anyone say spooky?
Yeah, I did.
Say, that gives me an idea.
Okay, what is it this time?
Look, we all run fast, so we got up here fast. Old Fatso might not really be lost. Since he runs so slow, he didn't make it up here yet. Why, for all we know, he may bounce up here in another hour or so.
So
we all hide in the house. When he finally comes up here, we'll scare the pants off him. Or we'll scare the socks off him. He'll surely hate us and want to leave our bunk. I could just see it now. We'll pretend we're ghosts and make all kinds of spooky noises. We almost got him to leave the first time when we scared him. Maybe this time we will.
I'm not too sure about this.
Do you guys want him out of our bunk or not?
You bet. Okay,
on one condition. If Yasala doesn't show up soon, we go out looking for him.
Okay, you got a deal. What about the rest of you?
Well, this better work. I'm getting tired of these methods of yours.
Okay, let's go hide in the house before he comes. Hello? Anybody here? Okay, guys, the coast is clear. Let's go in. What was that? Who slammed the door? Not I.
Not me.
I thought it was you. No, not me.
I did!
Yikes! Who are you? Sorry, sir. We didn't know anyone lived here. We'll all just leave quietly. Sorry again, sir.
Not so fast, kid!
Look, Slimy, under the table, those bags. Say, Second National City Bank. I think we stumbled onto the hideout of those missing bank robbers.
What are you whispering about over there?
Oh, we're in nothing. If you'll just step aside from the door, we'll be on our way now. No, I'm done.
Yeah, we didn't see anything.
Oh, really?
Really?
Look, if Yankee says we didn't see anything, we didn't see anything. We didn't see you and your big mustache, nor did we see those money bags under the table. Whoops!
Tuvia, quiet!
You boys are not going anywhere!
Oh, yeah? Says who?
Says me!
Look, mister, we don't want any trouble, so the sooner you let us leave, the better off we'll all be.
Nothing doing!
Mister, you better please move aside. We may be small kids, but we outnumber you 8-1.
Well, I'll fix the odds. Oh, boys! Hank! Lou! Dum Dum! Get in here now!
Yeah, Forts! You called? That's funny. I didn't hear the phone ring.
Tie these kids up!
Then what?
Then we wait till dark to see if anyone else comes looking for these kids.
Then what?
Then we'll take them far into the woods and kill them.
Hey, boss, that's not a nice thing to do.
I didn't ask you, dum-dum.
Ask me what?
Oh, just tie them up.
You can't do this to us.
Yeah. You see these guns? You just lost your rights. Tie them up and gag them too while you're at it.
After about an hour, Yusla finally found his way towards the so-called deserted house.
Oh boy, Baruch Hashem, I made it to the top. Now where are those guys? Wait a minute. I see a house. It looks spooky looking. Wait a minute. I bet those guys are waiting inside. Hiding, ready to scare me when I come in. Well, I'll fix them. I'll hide out here. When they come out looking for me, wondering where I am, I'll scare them this time. I'll give them a taste of their own medicine. Maybe they'll learn their lesson. I'll sneak up here and look through this window to see if they're really in there. Oh, boy! I could see them, but they don't see me. Hey, boy, oh, boy. They look funny, all tied up, and their mouths gagged. Tied up? Oy vey, what's going on there? What are those money bags? What are they from? Oy, it looks like the guy stumbled onto the missing bank robbers' hideout. Those robbers are talking. Oh, I'll just put my ear near the window and listen.
Well, Hank, have you seen anybody else outside snooping around?
No, all clear.
Good. It'll soon be dark. We'll take these kids out deep in the woods, and then boom, 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 we'll kill them one by one. Then no more witnesses.
Oh, that's terrible. They'll be killed. I got to do something. I got to save them. No, wait. I don't got to do anything for them. They're not my friends. They hate me. They're always doing things to hurt my feelings. No, I won't help them. I'll find our counselor, Avi, and I'll pretend I don't know where they are. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I guess they'll get what they deserve. They'll never bother me again.
Those boys in the phone, led by Slimy, are always making fun of me. They never liked me from the start. Now to help them, I don't want a part. When they put raw eggs all over my bed and didn't care what Counselor Avi said, they all left when in the eggs I sunk, 'cause they don't want me in the bunk. Now they're going to get what's coming to them. I know this has to be from Hashem. How else did they get in such a mess? Tied up there and lying helpless. To me they're not worth a single penny. They think they're better because they're skinny. Well, from me they won't get any help. No matter how much they cry or yell, it's not enough to go to shul and pray. Love your friend like yourself, the Torah's way. If you want this mitzvah, there's only one way. You must have good mitzvahs every day. Those boys tried to scare me during the night. What they did to me wasn't right. To be friends with them, I tried with all my might. And now I can't even stand their side. Now they're going to get what's coming to them. I know this has to be from Hashem. How else did they get in such a mess? Tied up there and lying helpless. Told me they're not worth a single penny. They think they're better because they're skinny. Well, from me they won't get any help. No matter how much they cry or yell, those boys think that they are all perfect, while they look at me like a reject. I wish they would just show me some respect. I am a person and not a fat object. Well, I had about all that I could take. Now they can all jump in the lake. Come rinse no shine or an earthquake. Starting up with Yasala was a big mistake. Now they're going to get what's coming to them. I know this has to be from Hashem. How else did they get in such a mess? Tied up there and lying helpless. No need, they're not worth a single penny. They think they're better because they're skinny. Well, from me they won't get any help, no matter how much they cry or yell.
So Yasala went down to find his counselor.
All these heavy backpacks. When I get my hands on them, why, Hashem, do these things happen to me? Oh, what do I see? Oh, there you are. Yasala, where were you? Where are the rest of the guys?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
I told you, I don't know.
That tone of voice says you really do know. Okay. What are you hiding, Yasala?
Oh, nothing.
Yasala, are the boys up there?
Could be.
What do you mean, could be? Are they there or not?
Oh, I guess so.
You guess so? Then why don't you just be a good boy and tell me where they are?
I don't want to.
Why not?
Because.
Because what?
Because they're all so mean. They're so mean to me. They hate me. They don't like me. They don't like me because I'm fat. They think because I'm fat, I can't do anything worthwhile. I hate them too. Now they're going to pay for all the trouble they caused me.
What in the world are you talking about? Pay? What do you mean pay? Will you just tell me what's going on here?
It's nothing so serious to worry about. They'll all be dead by tomorrow morning.
Oh, in that case, what? Dead by morning? Yasala, start talking or else.
Okay. Well, you see. Yasala told all he saw, but not where the hideout was.
You got to tell me. Don't you understand, Yasala? If you don't tell me where they are, then you will be just as mean or even meaner and crueler than they are. Can you live with that feeling? Could you? Could you live with such a feeling? Knowing that you had a chance to save the lives of 8 boys, but let them die instead? And to think, I always thought you had better meatos than them.
I do. Okay. I'll tell you where they are. So, Yasala told everything he knew. Soon, Avi, Yasala, and a whole troop of state troopers came to the robbers' hideout. Quietly, they surrounded the place. At the given signal of the commanding officer, they all came crashing inside from all sides. The robbers didn't have a chance to move.
Freeze! State police, drop your weapons or we drop you.
Freeze? Oh, we can't freeze. It's too hot outside. I'll drop my weapon because I could get hurt if you drop me.
Oh, no! We've had it, boys! We're through! What went wrong? Everything was so perfect!
All right, men. Take them away. and untie those boys.
Hey, officer, do me a favor.
What?
Don't lock us up in the same cell with Dum Dum.
Take them away.
Baruch Hashem, are we ever glad you found us? You guys are great! Great police work! We knew you'd find us when we were missing for so long.
Don't thank us, Sonny. We could never have found you this fast if not for the help of that fat kid over there.
It's Yasala, Yasala Gitzkite.
Him? He saved our lives! I can't believe it!
Well, it's true, Sonny. You see, being fat meant that he couldn't run as fast as you boys. That made it possible for him not to get caught by the thieves when you did. When he finally got here and saw what happened, he did the smart thing by telling his counselor where you were, so he could call for help. Judging from what those crooks were about to do to you, I'd say you owe your lives to this heroic boy here.
See, guys? I always told you Hashem didn't make any mistakes when he created us. He created everybody for a purpose, whether you're tall, short, fat, or skinny. Everybody has a place and purpose in life.
You know something, Yasala? You're an okay guy after all. You might be fat, but you got a great big heart of gold that goes with that body. If you can find it in your heart to forgive me, I'd like to be a friend from now on. I don't care anymore if we win or lose a game. Today I learned a good friendship is more important.
It doesn't matter what one looks like, or if one rides a fancier bike. Good meadows are what you shall be looking for before you walk out of your door. Good friends are hard to find. Look for ones that are very kind. Friends who speak Lashon Hara you should not keep, because they're only good when they're asleep.
There's a place for everyone, whether you're 10 pounds or a ton. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
There's a place for everyone, whether you're 10 pounds or a ton. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
Not all children play sports very well. Some don't even know how to spell. Hashem loves each and every one of you, as long as you act like a good Jew.
Not everyone is born with talent.
Some even speak with a funny accent.
It doesn't matter if you're Yiddish or Hasidic, or whether you like to learn for this.
There's a place for everyone, whether you're 10 pounds or a ton. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
There's a place for everyone, whether you're 10 pounds or a ton. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
Forgiveness from you. Caring about others shall be our concern. For good meadows are what we must learn.
We can all bring the Mashiach very soon. Maybe before tomorrow afternoon. Having a Havas Yisrael is truly Hashem's desire. So let's work and not tire.
There's a place for everyone, whether you're 10
pals or a tug. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
So simply for everyone, whether you're £10 or a ton. A good friendship is second to none. From bad friends you should run.
Baruch Hashem, you're my friend. Of course I forgive you.
I'd like to be a friend too.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, I guess the overnight hike is finished for now. Let's get back to camp, guys. Thanks for everything, officer.
My pleasure. I'm just glad we got here when we did.
Hey, guys, wait for me. Hey, Yasla, do you think we can be friends too? I could teach you how to play ball better.
You could? You would? Baruch Hashem! This turned out so well after all.
The first thing you do when you hold the bat is you put your hands on the bottom, and then when the ball is pitched, you start swinging like this around and around and around.